Overnight, James, we've done it again. Merchant Navy.
We?
Shall we claim it as an Australian?
Oh, why not? We've claimed everyone else. Good morning, Russell Crowe.
Yeah, fail app, everything else. We'll ask the lady on the ground there at Royal Ascot, and that's Lizzie Gels for Sky Racing. She's been good enough to join us. It's getting pretty late in London, but Lizzie, good evening over there. And, well, I guess, do we claim Merchant Navy's winning the Diamond Jubilee for Australia?
Oh, I think we can. Yeah, good evening. Well, to you guys, or good morning, I should really say. But, I spoke to Todd Magnier prior to the Diamond Jubilee, and I said to him, am I allowed to call him an Australian? He said, absolutely. He's very Australian, so we can definitely claim him. But it was an emphatic win, and he does look like, I mean, he's a master trainer, Aidan O'Brien. We also caught up with him post-race as well, and he said that he was gifted him, and he was very pleasured to have him, the fact that he would come to him in such good fashion, and he was just absolutely, in tip-top order. And he said, I've just, been able to keep him ticking over, ran him at the Curra. He's improved, and this is what you saw on Saturday. So, look, a great performance. Kieran Ma was there on track as well, so he was absolutely tickled pink. I did speak to him off camera and just say to him, are you a bit disappointed that you weren't training him? And he said, yeah, I was. The owners got a good deal, and it was, you can't have everything. You can't have your cake and eat it. And I think that was pretty good words coming from Kieran.
Yes, globe-trotting superstar, and that's as much a description as you as it is Merchant Navy, Lizzie. What about the talk then, turning to what happens next with Merchant Navy? And I think everyone's thinking about the Everest, and Aidan O'Brien has signalled that just last week to Ray Thomas in an interview. So what was the talk around that?
Look, I touched base with him about it, and he said that it was always, this was his target. And I think that there's two different ways of thinking. Aidan O'Brien is obviously the trainer, and then there's Coolmore, who are the owners. And there's a different trail of thought for each of them. Coolmore would obviously want him to go to stud because he's got a full book of mares in Australia. But Aidan knows what a fantastic horse that he's got, so he wants to run him in the, July Cup, and then he also wants to run him in the Everest as well. So look, he would love to keep him in training, but I think it's more of a business decision whether they keep him going. It's not whether he could win a race like the July Cup or whether he could win a race like the Everest. It's about the book of mares that he's already had booked him. So look, there's going to be a lot of chat, I would say, over the next week or so, or couple of weeks, to decide where they go next with him. I know that there is a plane after the July Cup. When I went over to the UK with Nakoni, he went on that plane after the July Cup. He ran in the Kingston July Cup and then headed off on that Coolmore plane, which holds all the shuttle stallions. Yeah. So that's an option for him. He will, I no doubt, after today's run, would run in the July Cup, but whether an Everest is still on the cards is questionable. I guess that's up to Ray. You can go and find that out, because it's a little bit tricky to know whether he's going to go there or not.
I guess the key is he has been advertised already on their stallion roster, so the odds are that he will go to stud. What about horses like Bound for Nowhere, who was a very good third yesterday, Lizzie? Redkirk Warrior was disappointing. He ran only 10th. Harry Angel, England's best sprinter, well, he blew it at the start, Lizzie.
That's right. Well, I did a little summary of the yard afterwards, and I said in the yard that I'd see Bound for Nowhere had gone up in my expectations. I just kept coming back to him in the yard. He was the pick of the yard yesterday. I spoke to Wesley as well. He said that he wasn't expecting Bound for Nowhere to be in front like that. He thought that he would be back off the pace. That's where, see, Harry Angel is usually the pace in the race, but because he was very fractious at the start, It's really interesting watching English racing in comparison to Australian racing, because that would have been a non-starter, Harry Angel. He was so fractious. He was not ready to go. He was really dancing around. And in the UK, they usually let them go, or the jockey might say, let me go, or there's a number of different factors. But the US and Australia, we would have called him a non-starter because he just missed the start. He wasn't ready, nor was the jockey. So if you watch the replay again, he's certainly a very unlucky runner. He just had absolutely no chance in that type of race. Bound for Nowhere, interesting. He was probably about three lengths off Harry Angel last start. He was up on the speed, not in his preferred position. So he's an interesting runner and, and trained by the great Wesley Ward. You never know. Yeah. He might see if he can get a slot, see if he can create some interest in his horse, because Merchant Navy, let's face it, not looking like he will head to an Everest considering his stallion prospects.
Look, Lizzie, great summary. As you have done all week, it's been compelling viewing at Royal Ascot. We really appreciate you coming on late in the evening in London after a long week.
Yeah.
I know you've got a couple of weeks off R&R, which you deserve, Lizzie. And finally, happy birthday, Lizzie.
Oh,
thank you. Yeah. Thanks. I'm just I'm feeling my reception at my parents' place, so I'm back to nature now.
Terrific.
Fantastic.
Well, enjoy
Thanks,
it, Lizzie.
Lizzie.
Thanks, guys.
Thank
have
you.
A lovely week.
You too.
Bye.